By that night, news of Palmer's death had traveled back to the camp. Spirits were low, and Colonel Forbin felt devastated. Even though he had only been in Gamehenge for one day, he had already developed a deep hatred for Wilson. He wanted desperately to help the revolutionaries, but without Palmer, it seemed hopeless. He wandered slowly through the camp and passed Aaron Wolf, sitting by the fire with Rutherford, who had returned that afternoon. He walked on and soon found himself outside of Teela's hut. Forbin knocked and walked in. Teela sat behind a makeshift desk in the center of a room that was littered with small cages containing spotted stripers, a tiny three-legged breed of animal. The unit monster sat in the corner. The colonel took a step toward Teela and spoke. "I needed to come here tonight," he said, "to tell you that I've fallen in love with you." He looked to her eyes for approval, but her face remained frozen in an expressionless stare. An awkward blanket of silence fell over the room and hung for a long moment, before being shattered by the sound of the door swinging violently open. It was Rutherford the Brave. The iron-clad knight rushed across the room and gripped the throats of Teela and the unit monster in each of his mighty hands. They struggled to break free, but even the unit monster was no